Hello and welcome to Refine Your Mindset, a podcast about lean construction and mindset. With me, Laura, Digital Marketing Manager at Refine.
And as always me, Selina, Lean Transformer at Refine.
As you already have noticed, we are recording this episode in English. That's because of our special guest today. Hello, Sakari.
Hello, ladies. Nice to meet you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Really nice to have you here. But Sakari, who are you and why are you here?
I'm working with a company named Fira Smart Services, and we have a partnership with Refine. So I guess that's probably the main reason why I'm here. And also the fact that we work with digitalization in construction. So our company provides digital solutions and tools to different stakeholders in construction industry. So we will talk about those and leading with data in general today. And Refine is actually utilizing one of our tools, Fira SiteDrive. And as I understand, they are using it in design management. And that's definitely interesting way to use it.
It's really nice to have you here. Again, welcome. Besides Sakari, we also have another special guest here. Hello, Bülent.
Hello, Laura. Hello, Selina. Hi, I'm Bülent, founder and CEO of Refine. Refine is an ecosystem for lean collaboration and innovation in construction. And why together we're FIRA today? Because FIRA stands for a new era, and FIRA has a strong focus on digital tools. The methods and tools of ideally complement our consulting approach at with lean at Refine. And besides trust, of course, data will be raw material of the future. And with its data-driven approach, FIRA is the ideal partner of Refine. So we share the same mindset and the same mission to change the construction industry. So once again, welcome, Zachary.
Thanks, Bülent. We share the mission.
Nice to have you two here today. Zachary, you may know that we always start with an icebreaker question for our interviewees. The question we will ask you two is, what is the best gift someone has ever given to you? Maybe Bülent, would you like to start?
Thank you for this interesting and challenging question. I would say it's an appreciation letter from my little daughter a few years ago, in which she wanted to motivate me, keep going on the way I am, and in which she just wanted to say thank you for all stuff I do for her.
That's so heartbreaking, Bülent.
Yes, it's melting my heart right now.
So, Sakari, what's your answer to this challenging question?
I agree with Bülent. It's definitely challenging and also tricky, because with your answer, you can give a very shallow impression of yourself. I have to go along with Bülent here. I have three kids myself, and because of the corona, we haven't been able to travel at all for now 2 years almost. And I just, last week, I booked a vacation trip to Greece. And I told the kids that next July, we're going to Greece. And the feedback was extremely positive, and they love to swim and take sunbath. So I'm going to say getting this type of a feedback, gifts from kids, seeing the genuine smile and honest joy, that must be it.
Yeah, you're right. Children are such a great gift. But maybe we start now with real content here. My question is, data-driven and big data are words that appear everywhere in the media regarding topics that are irrelevant to the future. Why the hype? Do we need data to lead in the future?
I think data especially supports decisions in construction, and data is therefore essential to, I would say, to automate processes. The data enables improvement of processes. This is, of course, from my point of view, not unimportant as a lean consultant. What is your opinion? Why is data-driven side, that's your claim, or one of your claims, Zachary, why is it so important from your point of view?
Yeah, it's a kind of a buzzword, say that leading with data is important. But it's all same time, it's true. When we are leading with data, We are collecting genuine information from different applications, from projects, and we can then illustrate or visualize this information into a business intelligence reports that will give good view of the situation to everybody who's seeing the business intelligence report. So we are shifting away from the time where you call a site manager and ask them on a phone, how is it going, to the time where we see from the computer screen exactly how it's going without having to hear explanations from the site management. And also, the data helps us to develop the companies way better than what we have used to be. So with the raw data, we understand what's really happening and where we must put our next efforts in order to make the company better.
And I think it's a foundation for automation, isn't it? Without data, you are not able to measure, or without data, it is not possible to have KPIs, or data is an adequate KPI. With adequate KPIs, you are able to improve processes and to automate processes. That's another not so unimportant fact. And in my eyes, I would say besides trust, of course, data will be a raw material of the future, especially in construction.
Okay. But you mentioned that you have KPIs, you can measure something with all the data. But how can we actually use the data, for example, on the construction side or in teams?
As I mentioned, data is essential to improve. With data, you have a benchmark. We as lean consultants, we say we don't make lessons learned, for example, at the end of the project. We make lessons learned or Kaizen every week, and data as KPIs are the requirements we have every week to make these improvements in our lean meetings every week. And so it is a part of our improvement process.
So why Fira, Zachary?
I mentioned the business intelligence reports. By the way, that's a funny thing. The business intelligence reports are globally used term to describe visualization of data. But for construction industry, we don't have a similar word. We in Fira Smart Services, we actually have started to use the word construction intelligence reports to define these reports that are created exactly for general contractors and facility owners. So maybe we should here agree that let's use the word construction intelligence reports when we talk about these visualizations. The construction intelligence reports are essential because we can gather data from a large area, from multiple applications, and also create a transparent view to this data for the people who need it. So at the moment in our business, the data is already there, but it's not in a digital format. So that's why it can't be collected, and it's very difficult to make it transparent. So that's why I think we need data, and that's how we're supposed to use it, through construction intelligence reports.
Thank you for that, Zachary. And in addition to that, I think that we need, in construction, we need patterns. Patterns for processes and patterns how projects can be implemented or how we can act in our collaboration. And data, therefore, enables us to identify such patterns in future. And not only talk about data, but we should talk about big data. At the end, with big data, we are able to define such patterns, as I mentioned. And that could be a match decision factor in future for our collaboration in teams.
You're absolutely right, Bülent. In order to create good construction intelligence reports, we need good data. And in order to get good data, we need standard operating procedures, which means that different applications and softwares are used in a similar way to throughout the company's different projects. And so lean manufacturing often talks about standardization and the importance of standardization. And I see that this is a great opportunity for us to increase the standard operating procedures in our companies because we need it to support the good construction intelligence reporting system. Back in the days, it was normal in Finland that the large project wanted to create construction intelligence reports. So they called consultants who came to that project and created or tailored these construction economy. So they tailored these construction intelligence report for that specific project. But now those days are behind us. It's way too expensive to tailor construction intelligence reports for one project. And we are moving into a more industrialized behavior. So we are utilizing also standard construction intelligence reports to make it more cost efficient and easy to use.
Yes, and data is, of course, valuable. It's a valuable material, I would say. And in the last 10 years, we haven't used this valuable information to improve our process. And we in Lean, we say, sorry for that, but fuck the product, focus on process. If you have a good process, at the end, there will be a good product as a result. And that's the point. And how our question should be, how can we improve our process? How can we focus on improvement? And what enables us as a team, as humans, to improve the process? And data is essential, but because construction projects are one of the most complex, I would say, topics in the business. There are a lot of stakeholders, there are a lot of companies, a lot of people who decide to implement, etc. And to make complexity simple, data or digital tools could be enabler for us as humans.
You are absolutely correct. The processes are the biggest priority. And what I've seen in my work is that many companies, their middle and upper management, are struggling with implementation of processes. But when you introduce them construction intelligence reports and explain them that this will help your company a lot, but you can't get these if your data is rubbish. So garbage in, garbage out. You have to standardize your processes in order to make the data good, in order to get you a really good construction intelligence reports. And so this has been a quite interesting, I would say, a booster for this middle and upper management to start really pushing standardization of processes in their companies.
Thank you, Zachary. And as you mentioned, rubbish in, rubbish out, what do you think is the challenge when we work with big data or with data?
I would say the biggest challenge is implementation. When you introduce a new software to the company, you will have to simultaneously introduce them the use case, the way the site management is supposed to utilize this software. And you same mm-hmm. time, you have to understand the business of your customer. So it's a bundle. It's a software, it's a use case, and it's also its introduction and training. And this bundle has to be implemented at the same time in order to make the whole system work. So that's it's not just about one tool.
Definitely. I would add, it's not only a bundle of tools, it's all also a question of mindset and culture in project.
That is definitely important. But I personally also believe that culture needs help. You need to help the bosses and also the workers to create the culture we need. And often the help can be given by introductions, but also if you give them a good tool and good construction intelligence reports, and they kind of see that, okay, if I change or we change our behavior and we start utilizing these tools this way, it will help us and our company. So that makes it a lot easier to create this culture change.
Definitely. I totally agree, Zachary. It's a mixture, you know, it's a mixture between humans, culture, and digital tools or enablers.
The two of you have mentioned that the success of project depends on the people, but how can a tool or like the software like Fira's SiteDrive help succeed?
Or standardizing processes on the construction side?
Fira's SiteDrive is a production management software. There's tens or even hundreds of scheduling softwares in the market, and many of them are really good. But the problem typically is that with the scheduling software, you can't manage your production. That's our core competence, production management with SiteDrive. And it can help teams by getting everybody along in the project. So in a SiteDrive, you can actually invite your own workers, subcontractors, designers, whoever you want, even the client, into the project and get them involved in the production management and also dedicate different tasks or activities to these stakeholders. So Bülent earlier talked about people and lean, and I think this goes really nicely together with that idea. We have a tool that helps people get involved and give their share to the project.
Maybe I can answer it too, Zachary. Just ask yourself, what kind of production is construction? And as Zachary mentioned, construction sites are production sites. And SiteDrive, for example, is not only a scheduling system, it's a production system. And we need such a production system in addition to our lean approaches to manage our production on site.
Still today, I would argue that construction sites are far away from factories. So they are ever-changing beasts that need to be monitored and managed every week, every day. And so that's why we need the people, we need the culture, but we also need tools that helps these great people to do their work.
I think we should have a special focus on why Fira.
Like I said, SiteDrive is a production management software instead of just being a scheduling software. So that's where we want to focus, managing construction sites, getting all the stakeholders involved, and making them responsible of their own work. That's why you want to utilize Fira SiteDrive.
Maybe in addition to that, Zachary, why is Fira so interesting for us as Refine? For us, Fira is the role model for general contractors. Because you don't execute projects, you produce buildings. And you have a perfect approach managing your production site. And in my eyes, you are not only a general contractor, you are a manufacturer, or you produce buildings, and you have an adequate production system and the mindset that we in future standardize our processes and we deliver products and not only buildings. And that's a very interesting point of view for us as Lean consultants. And that's the reason why I think that this partnership in future will accelerate to maybe disrupt the construction or minimum to challenge the status quo in construction.
Thanks, Bülent, for those kind words. I would kind of like to think that we are changing the role of general contractor into more, would I say, supply chain management or managing the whole supply chain. Because that's how you change the industry from a project point of view into a process world and then next to a assembly world. So I'm going to repeat this. At the moment, construction industry is thinking projects, and we're talking about processes, how we should move there. And after processes, the next step is the assembly line, what we see in the factories today. And similar things should happen in the construction industry as well.
Thank you, Sakari. Thank you, Bülent. I think at this point is a good time to end this episode. Well, thank you both very much for the idea for this one. And of course, for the great conversation we had the last 30 minutes. But before we end this episode, Laura has a last question for you.
So as you may already know, at the end, we always want to have 5 quick learnings for our impatient listeners. Today, it's about how do you lead with data in construction?
5 quick learnings. That's difficult. Well, let's begin with number 1. Start with a partner or a consultant. Many companies want to do this type of development work in-house, but I think it will drastically speed up your learning if you get involved a consultant or company like Refine. So I would start from there. The next thing, number 2, is probably that you need to start standardizing the way you utilize your software. So let's say you are doing production management or scheduling. You have to do it similarly in different projects, and you have to teach your employees what you want them to do. So this way you start getting good data, which will lead to a good construction intelligence reports. Number 3, make the utilization of construction intelligence report a part of your business management. So use them when you are having weekly or monthly meetings. Open them up. Study your business through these reports and understand how you are doing. Instead of just talking with people, asking them, how are we doing? What should we develop next? Try to use those numbers for your advantage.
I would say number 4, at least, is transparency via snackable content. Data is snackable content for project teams, and it leads to transparency, and transparency leads to trust at the end.
Okay, so that's it for today's episode of Leading with Data. Thank you very much again, and the 2 of you. If you want to learn more about Sakari and Firasmart, visit them on their website, firasmart.com. Also, feel free to visit us on social media, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter at Refine Projects AG, or subscribe to this podcast. Thanks for listening, and see you next time. Hear you soon. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.